Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, in this one, we are going to go back to Fenway Park, and it is 2019. It is a Giants trip into Fenway Park, and it's the return of Mike Yastrzemski, the name Yastrzemski, to Fenway Park. And this is a big deal for the fans of Boston, for the Giant fans, and for the Yastrzemski family, because his grandfather, Carl Yastrzemski, a Hall of Famer, ended up with 11,988 at-bats, 3,419 hits, 452 homers, hit .285 with a .374 on base and a .462 slugging. He was an icon and still is an icon of Boston Red Sox baseball from 1961 to 1983. And here comes his grandson. Believe it or not, I never thought I'd see the day to see a Yastrzemski in Fenway Park. So it's the Giants and the Red Sox in Fenway. And starting off for the Giants in this one will be Logan Webb, and Nate Eovaldi will be on the hill for the Boston Red Sox. There are 35,925 in the stands. It is game one of a three-game series. The Giants go on to win game two, 11-3, before losing game three to the Red Sox, 5-4. But this is one of those crazy games, let me tell you. So here's Mike Yastrzemski, 29 years old. Here's the lineup for the Giants. Yastrzemski leads off. Belt, Longoria, Vogt, Pillar, Crawford, Shaw, Chris Shaw from that area, Slater, and Mauricio Dubon. For the Red Sox, Benintendi, Bogarts, Devers, J.D. Martinez, Holt, Moreland, Vasquez, Bradley, and Hernandez is the second baseman. So it's Nate Eovaldi on the hill against Logan Webb. It's the Giants and the Red Sox. So this is the way this one goes. And sit back. This is a crazy game. The Giants end up using 13 pitchers in the game, and the Boston Red Sox end up using 11. This is the way it starts. The Giants go up 4-1 in the third inning. Yastrzemski walks, goes to second on a wild pitch. Belt caught looking. Longoria walks. Vogt a double, puts the Giants up 2-1. Pillar ground out, puts the Giants up 3-1. And Crawford, a base hit, puts the Giants up 4-1. Now, in the Giants' fourth, good news again. Slater lines out to right. Dubon pops to second, but here comes Mike Yastrzemski. And believe it or not, before this crowd of 35,000-plus, Mike Yastrzemski hits a home run against the Boston Red Sox.
3-1, Yastrzemski hits a high drive center field. Jackie Bradley going back, looking up. It's gone! And you can only imagine what's going through the head of Mike Yastrzemski and his whole family. He has homered at Fenway Park, his 20th of his rookie year. And just about everybody is standing up for Mike Yastrzemski. Wow.
See if Yastrzemski gets a fastball here that he can hit. He does. High in the center field. It is out of here. Unbelievable. Number 20 here at Fenway Park for Mike Yastrzemski.
The emotions he must be feeling right now.
Really, it was an amazing moment. His 20th of the year, and it puts the Giants up 5-1. Belt draws a walk, Longoria a base hit, and Vogt strikes out. Now in the Boston fifth, they start their comeback. Jackie Bradley, a home run, makes it 5-2. Boston puts three more on the board in the sixth to tie it up 5-5, and the game remains scoreless after that. No runs after that into the 13th inning. As I say, the Giants use 13 pitchers. The Red Sox use 11. All right, the 13th inning, Pillar gets a base hit. Crawford doubles, scores Pillar, and he's out at third. Giants up 6-5. But in the Boston 13th, they load the bases, and a two-out walk from Bearclaw ties it up 6-6. We go to the 15th inning. Donovan Solano, a double and a wild pitch. Dickerson, a sacrifice fly, puts the Giants up 7-6.
Now there's a swing. There's a high drive into deep center against the wind. Back is Bradley. Spins one way, turns back the other, and near the wall makes the catch. Dickerson had a home run, I believe, taken away by that strong wind blowing straight in from center. But he does get the sacrifice fly. Solano scores, and the Giants are ahead 7-6.
In the Boston 15th, first and second with one out. Derek Rodriguez in there, and he gets Holt to pop up to end the game. And he gets his two outs. My goodness. And the Giants win it in 15 innings, 7-6 over the Red Sox. Rodriguez the winner. Trevor Kelly is the loser. He goes to 0-2, and Rodriguez goes to 6-9. 5 hours and 54 minutes before 35,000. But they saw what they came to see, and that was a home run from Mike Yastrzemski. It was number 20. And he hit it off Nate Eovaldi in the fourth inning, way back there, with nobody on base. For Mike Yastrzemski, 29 years old, 21 homers, 55 RBIs on the year, and only 107 games, 272 batting average, 334 on base, 518 slugging. Came over from the Orioles for Tyler Erb on March the 23rd. For Kevin Pillar, had a good game in this one. 156 games for the Giants, was 5 with Toronto. Hit .264, on base .293, and a slugging of .442. 21 homers, 87 RBIs, 14 stolen bases. And if there is a 2020 season, Kevin Pillar will be in Pittsburgh. For Donovan Solano, 31 years old, hit .330, .360 on base, .456 slugging, and only 81 games. For Brandon Crawford, he ends the season with 98 home runs and 1,055 hits for that all-star gold glove shortstop. But what a day, my goodness. The Dodgers end up winning the division in 2019, 106-56, and we know what happened to him after that. And the Giants go 77-85, but get Bruce Bochy that 2,000th win.
He delivers. There's a swing and a fly ball into center. Drifting back, Pillar, he's under it. And he's got it. And that is the victory. Number 2,000 in the brilliant managerial career of Bruce Bochy. He is the 11th manager in the entire history of Major League Baseball to reach that plateau.
And it was very exciting for the skipper of the San Francisco Giants. But for the fans in Boston, and for everybody, we waited all year long for the return of Mike Yastrzemski to Fenway Park, and he did not disappoint as he knocked one out. And one of the really good dramatic moments of baseball history. And this is why this one is one of the great games in San Francisco Giants history. So I hope you enjoyed it. Back with another one next week right here. San Francisco Giants, great games in their history.